From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. An intense manhunt is underway for the gunman behind the deaths of four police officers in Washington state this morning. Authorities are not ruling out an accomplice. Outside Tacoma, NPR's Martin Costi has details.
Apparently, shortly after 8 o'clock, about 8:15 this morning Pacific time, four uniformed Lakewood City police officers were in a coffee shop working on paperwork on their laptops when a man described as scruffy-looking, an African-American, walked in and shot them and them only, shot them to death. And now the whole area around Tacoma here is an area of an active investigation. There are police from agencies all around the region of Western Washington combing this area looking for this suspect.
NPR's Martin Costi. A new congressional report states Osama bin Laden could have been captured or killed in 2001 if the U.S. military had carried a full-fledged attack on his hideout in Afghanistan. The report comes as President Obama is set to address the nation Tuesday night on his plans for Afghanistan. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
The report says the al-Qaeda leader slipped into Pakistan and went on to become a symbolic figure who inspires terrorist fanatics around the world. American soldiers and Afghan militia forces launched an assault on the Tora Bora Mountains 8 years ago, where bin Laden reportedly was hiding after the Taliban government was thrown out of power. But Afghan militiamen were allowed to lead the assault. The report says U.S. commanders rejected calls for more ground troops, relying instead on airstrikes. Sniper teams and other valuable resources were sidelined. Senator John Kerry, chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, requested the report. The staff report covers information previously disclosed. Kerry has been a frequent critic of the Bush administration for failing to make bin Laden's capture a top priority. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
In Pakistan, a prominent opposition leader has called upon President Asif Ali Zardari to relinquish controversial presidential powers, including the authority to dissolve the National Assembly. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Pressure is mounting on President Zardari to honor a promise to transfer powers to the prime minister, making Pakistan's presidency more of a ceremonial post. Former dictator Pervez Musharraf concentrated authority in the presidency, which was enshrined in the 17th Amendment to the Constitution. Zardari said Friday that he will abolish the amendment in December. But Shahbaz Sharif, the brother of main opposition leader Nawaz Sharif, said that Zardari has made similar promises before and urged him to act immediately. The call potentially complicates Zardari's already weakened position. An amnesty just expired that protected him from prosecution for alleged graft. In what analysts say was a nod to critics, Zardari transferred command of the country's nuclear arsenal to the prime minister last week. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
From Washington, this is NPR. Hondurans are voting in an election that may end the political crisis in the Latin American country. In June, the people witnessed the military-backed coup against left-wing President Manuel Zelaya. Golfer Tiger Woods has been trying to tamp down speculation about a car crash that happened outside his Florida home this weekend. NPR's Nina Temple-Raston has details.
It was almost 2:30 in the morning on Friday when Woods pulled out of his driveway and hit a fire hydrant and a tree. Woods was taken to the hospital with injuries and was subsequently released. He has since canceled three meetings with police to discuss the incident, and police have said no alcohol was involved. Woods canceled a third scheduled meeting with authorities on Sunday and released a statement on his website saying that the crash was all his fault and that it was a private matter. He said rumors about his family that have been circulating are irresponsible. There had been some speculation of a fight of some sort leading to the crash. Police say Woods' wife Ellen used a golf club to smash out the rear window to help him get out of the SUV when she heard the crash outside. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The health care overhaul debate is expected to start tomorrow on the Senate floor. A few Democrats and all Republicans in the Senate are opposed to the current legislation, which includes a provision for competition between government-administered and private insurance plans. Engine trouble forced a small plane to land on the street in northwest Phoenix yesterday morning. The aircraft apparently was just a few miles from Deer Valley Airport when it lost power and touched down on 43rd Avenue. Police say the road was clear. Pilot and passenger are fine. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.